Welcome to Maverick Minds, home of creative facilitation and coaching, where we help individuals and teams to shift your thinking, gain new perspectives, and create positive change. And I'm delighted to share with you the recent publication of my new book, Seriously Playful Creativity, an A to Z of Creative Action and Reflection. And I'm doubly delighted to be joined by Danielle Bolton from Association Solutions, Events Coordinator Extraordinaire. And given Danielle recently purchased a couple of copies, I'm curious to understand why she decided she wanted to invest in the book, not only for herself, but as a gift to her daughter. Hi, Danielle. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Catherine. It's very exciting to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to be chatting with you today about the book. And I'm curious what motivated you to actually buy it.
Well, I'm a little over the old self-help books and a lot of the how-to books that are out there at the moment. And I was having a bit of a look around, and the cover, to be honest, is the first thing that really struck me about the Seriously Playful Creativity. And I thought I'd just get it and have a bit of a flick through. And as I did, I really felt quite a connection with the book, to be honest, because it's great. It's got some really good information in it, but also some pages where I could doodle and have a bit of a play. And I've really enjoyed sort of going from the start to the finish of it.
Well, it's wonderful to hear. But tell me a little bit about how you are actually using it. Give me a sense of that.
Yeah, well, I think one of the most comforting things I found with the book is that I have always felt like a creative person, but I'm not an artist. I can't draw, I can't really paint, I can't do any of those things particularly well. But I do feel like I'm a creative person, and it was almost like this book gave me permission to feel like that. And so I really had a connection with it. It's about looking at things from a different angle, about looking at it with a different eye. And I just, after I started to connect with the book, I started to realize that I was looking at a lot of things differently, just even in my every day-to-day work. And I've really enjoyed that sort of shift in my thinking, to be honest.
Well, that's absolutely fabulous, because that is what the book has been designed to do, really, is to help people to move beyond the traditional ways that we think about being creative, which is to be an artist, painting and drawing. And, of course, that is creative. I'm going to say not necessarily all the time, but, you know, often, you know, we think about it in those terms. And that was the reason for deciding to put the book together, was to expand our thinking about what creativity can be and what it looks like, and that it actually manifests in different ways at different times and differently for different people. So there's not a one-size-fits-all of what it means to be creative. So to hear you say that it's given you new perspectives and insight is fantastic to hear from my perspective in that regard.
Yeah, no, thank you, Catherine. And I must say, though, it has also encouraged me, even though, as I said, I'm not artistic at all, it has encouraged me to drag out the old water paints and to have a bit of a play and to sit down and not actually have much of a purpose with sitting down and just having a play, but I've found it very relaxing. And I've forgotten that it's almost like going back to your childhood, how you used to sit there with quite carefree time and not really worried about the output, but just really enjoying the process and having that time to just sit and think and play. And as a busy business owner, it's very difficult to find that sort of time, and it's even harder to give yourself permission to have it. So this book just encouraged me to stop and to sit down for a little bit on the weekend. And I've got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I found it very relaxing. So, yes, no, I have to thank you for giving me permission for that time.
Well, again, I'm really delighted to hear that it's taken you back to something in your childhood, because we all, most of us, learn, you know, to paint, to draw, to do those things as children. We have the opportunity to play and to experiment. And what you said about without any preconceived outcomes, I think is really part of the issue that we now have, is that we are so driven by outcomes in our society and performance, and that things have to end up as a result and there needs to be something at the end of it, that in many respects we've lost the joy of just simply playing and experimenting with things just for the sake of seeing what happens, and it doesn't really matter if something doesn't really happen or the quality of it is not as great as we imagine it to be, but just that opportunity to experiment and play is really important. Otherwise, we're really just kind of losing that aspect of who we are in the world, of being able to express ourselves without there always having to be this particular outcome associated with that, and particularly around creativity and being able to experiment and explore with all sorts of things, because that may lead to other things anyway. And as you said, the book has now enabled you to think about your business or your day-to-day activity in different ways as a result of that, because you're stepping into that creative mindset.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as I said before, it is making me look at a lot of things just slightly differently, and it's you know, really gone to one of my core passions, which is looking outside the box, at looking at different solutions, alternative solutions that might not be the main. And that's another reason why I felt such a connection with the book. But I must admit, I'm quite curious as to hear from you, Catherine, as to what actually inspired you to do this? Because honestly, I haven't seen anything like this on the shelves before. Where did this come from?
Yes, where do things come from? It is something that had been bubbling with me for a while. So when I have a number of journals that I have lots of sketches in and ideas that have been bubbling for quite some time, and the idea was there. Actually getting the time to bring it to fruition was probably not there. And that is an excuse for probably one of the things that I think inhibits our creativity a lot of the time, which is about fear of producing something. And, you know, what is the quality going to be? What will be the response? I'm not good enough. Who am I? You know, all of those sorts of things that can kind of get in the way. But it really kept knocking at my door. And when, of course, we had 2020, which completely changed everything for everybody, and all of a sudden there was time in many respects that I didn't have. And I also, there was something about it that made me think, when we're out of this, what would I like to see as my own personal legacy, almost in a way, of my time, of my 2020 time? And I thought, Catherine, you have got to get on with this, and this is the time. This is now the time. You have the time, and this is going to be what you will, this will be your 2020 legacy. So I was really motivated by all of those things, and yeah, just having that time to be able to put things together that maybe I wouldn't have had otherwise. And I don't know, I felt very brave at that point in time too, to just say, this is happening, this is what it is, and I'm ready now. So, yeah, and I really wanted to create something that was a light touch for people. It's not a heavy academic book. It is inspired by different ideas, but is really just meant to take people on a bit of a journey and to open people up in a way to start saying, think about some of these things in terms of your own creativity. Think about some of the things that may help or get in the way. And, you know, there's, as you said, there's the interlude pages in there that are reflected. There's places to doodle. And it is a journal. It's got a spiral bind in it. So it is meant to really act like a journal. It is meant to be a very interactive book in that regard. So it's really not meant to sit on a shelf. It is meant to be in your hand and with you on a regular basis in that regard. So it is a work in progress. And I'm getting some very good feedback from people in terms of their response to it, how they're working with it, getting other ideas. So you know, this to me is probably the first iteration, and I can see how as time goes on, things will develop further as a result.
Oh, I think it's very, very exciting. And I do have to ask, is all of the artwork in the book your own artwork? Because I love it.
Oh, thank you. It is. It is my artwork. The front cover is my artwork. So I love that little rhino on the front cover, playing the saxophone, you know, improvising and riding a bicycle. I mean, how creative can you be? And then, yes, all the letters in there that have been drawn are artworks. And I really enjoyed doing those. That was, and thinking about the word that I was exploring and how I could capture that in a illustrative way, really.
No, well, I think it's a fantastic book, and I honestly couldn't encourage people enough to go out and grab a copy. It's a very inexpensive book, but it is just something completely different, which I think is what we're all looking for at the moment, is something different.
Oh, I agree with that. I think we are looking for different things now. I think we're ready to turn our imaginations to different things, and I hope that this is an inspiration for people in that regard. So thanks, Danielle, for today. I really appreciate you sharing your experience with the book and what you're getting out of it, and I look forward to, you know, hearing more as time goes on. And I'd like to thank everybody who's been listening to this right now. And if you're interested, if this has inspired you to want to purchase a copy of the book, you can go to Maverick Minds' website, which is maverickminds.com.au, and there's a page there with Seriously Playful Creativity to be able to purchase a book from there. And, of course, Danielle, who is your events and administrative management extraordinaire, if you want to track her down, you can find her at associationsolutions.com.au, and we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch. Now for now.
Bye.